Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjublilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
Welcome to University Matters on Campus FM 103.7. I'm Patricia Cavallari, and in this series we shall be hearing from academics about their research and from students and other members of the campus community about the many activities which will be taking place during the coming year. I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio today for University Matters on Campus FM, Mr. Carl Gregg and Miss Michelle Trabelsi. Just a word about my guests. Carl Gregg holds an MBA in Management and Consulting from the Grenoble Graduate School of Business and is at present manager for ZAAR, Z-A-A-R, crowdfunding platform, operated by PEI Limited, Malta's first crowdfunding platform aimed as an alternative access to finance for startups, business projects and ideas. Carl himself has had a varied career in the hospitality and tourism industry with local and well-known international organizations. His voluntary experience forms a great part of Carl's previous life. Before becoming a manager for ZAAR, he works with the Junior Chamber International, JCI, Malta. Carl has thus developed skills and competencies occupying the post of VIP Director of the Conference Organising Committee for the 2014 JCI European Conference in Malta, which attracted 1,300 delegates. Gosh, that must have been quite a job. He was 2010 National President, 2009 VP International and Deputy National President, 2008 VP Training, as well as Junior Achievement Young Enterprise Malta Volunteer Speaker for primary and secondary school programs, amongst other organizations. Carl adds in his bio that he enjoys spending time with his wife and two daughters. He likes traveling, reading, and attempts to keep fit by running. I like the attempts, yes. We all attempt, really. Michelle, who has accompanied him, who will be speaking about the Feelings app, the first campaign to be launched on ZAAR crowdfunding platform. So we look forward to hearing about practical experiences in this area. I think we really must start off with a pretty basic question, which you must have been asked 1,000 times before, but I think the listeners would be interested to have an idea of what crowdfunding is in a general sense, and then perhaps more to sort of from your point of view.
First of all, thank you, Patricia, for welcoming us on this program. Crowdfunding, in essence, is collecting a lot of funds from many people, or small funds from many people. And this also describes our brand name, which is ZAAR. So ZAAR is meaning small in Maltese, but we have misspelt it or spelt it differently, just for the non-Maltese speakers to be able to read and pronounce. So in essence, what we do through our platform is we enable projects to showcase their ideas on our platform, in this way attracting finance through the crowd. So the crowd give small donations, and it's important to mention the aspect that these are donations. For these donations, the crowd would get a reward back, which is commensurate to the donation they are giving.
Before we go into more detail about the actual crowdfunding, here we're talking about innovative projects that are starting off small, sometimes by people who've never gone even thought of having a business, really, but they've had this idea. Who are these people, really, that are going to come to you or need your services?
We have set up this platform together with, or I should say, the University of Malta and the Malta Business Bureau have come together to set up this platform. And our main intention is to attract startups and entrepreneurs to take their business off the ground. Sometimes it is quite hard to find financing, especially because of maybe the high risk involved in starting up a business. So anybody with an idea which again doesn't necessarily need to be a business idea, can use our platform. Of course, as I mentioned, our focus is mostly on the startups. However, we will use this tool as a platform to enable any project, which could also be a community-related project, to take off the ground.
In fact, it's important to mention, of course, the foundation, which has been set up by the Malta Business Bureau and the University of Malta, because the University of Malta is very keen at the moment to really develop this kind of innovative entrepreneurial business mentality, mindset amongst its staff and also its students. It runs a course on actually how to develop these kind of ideas. So the university is trying very hard to be part of this new business approach, which it is a new business approach, really, isn't it?
In fact, the concept of crowdfunding started very recently, about 7 years ago, during the credit crunch. The story has it that a person wanted to organize a party, but there was an element of risk, and he said, what if I were to get people to purchase their tickets in advance before they come to the party? So like this, I can ensure that I have sold all tickets and I can cover all costs before even committing myself to the party. And this is how he was a technical person, of course, so this is why he created this platform, and this is how it all started. So the concept of crowdfunding is essentially collecting funds in advance before starting off a business, and it could be used for various ideas. So if you were to write a book and you need to publish it, it could be pre-selling your book before you publish it in order to receive the funds which will enable you to publish your book. And then the reward would be promising a book for an amount of particular sum in relation to the donation, or a number of books. Of course, for a bigger donation. But it could also mean you mention the people donating, perhaps in the book, or somewhere visible, maybe in a website related to the book. So rewards can be related, or rewards are there to attract the donation, and the sum could be varied.
It's not just, though, a matter of promising to donate, I don't know, 100 euros and expecting to get back a book worth 100 euros. It goes much deeper than that, doesn't it? Because it's an ethos very often.
It's also believing in the cause that you are donating to as well, and believing that that particular entrepreneur, you could help this person take off their business and get started. So this is the whole concept behind it all. So as you said, there's the aspect that the good feeling, you know, that you're helping someone start off.
It's a very democratic kind of approach to funding. Definitely not knocking on your bank manager's door and putting on your pleading face and more often than not probably getting a no.
Also, understandably, the banks, there's a limit of the risk that they could carry. However, collecting small funds from many people, the risk is being carried by the number of people. We will operate on an all or nothing. So if the individual or entity says that they need so much to take on that business idea and to complete the business idea, and they receive all those funds, then the project will go ahead. If they do not receive all the funds that they intend to carry out the project, then the funds will go back to the people donating to that project. So like that, the risk is also minimal, and we are ensuring that any project which is going to go ahead will have the funds that are required to secure that project.
And you might be asking for 20,000 euros, you might be asking for 500 euros. Is there a limit on how much a company can actually ask for in a crowdfunding?
There's no limit as such.
However, you have to justify it,
and you need to ensure that you build an element of a case or an action plan on what you want to or what you intend to do with these funds and how the budget has been split up, so that you have already done all your costings and you know that once you receive these funds, then the project can get started. We are also offering support through Grant Thornton, which is pro bono services, in helping that entity or individual to develop or finalize their business plan and or their budget.
Because this is very often the problem with these kind of entrepreneurs, men and women, who might have had a super idea, might be well-educated and very excellent in their particular field, but they don't really know much about business plan, about marketing, or of the asset graphics. It's not the idea is the idea. It might be wonderful, but then you need so much more than that. And how far does SAR manage to help them in this area?
We will support in a way that we are also available on a call basis. So if anybody needs some support, so we're there to help out. And this is why we felt the need to create this local platform. However, the entity or the campaign will need to create an element of hype for their project through marketing. And perhaps we could mention what is being done by Feeling Zap, which is the first campaign we have online, who are raising funds in order to develop their app into an iOS version.
Yes, Michelle, do come in on this.
Yes, Feelings, it's an anonymous social media platform, which is the first project to be launched by Silicon Malta. It's already live and available on the Google Play Store, and we already have around 400 users. Now, they're using it very nicely. They're using it with nice posts. They are responding to each other's posts. But as Cole says, it's currently only on Android. So we want to develop it to iOS because we understand the amount of people that are on this platform. So that's why we have decided to go with the SAR crowdfunding and appeal to the Maltese people to help us reach that goal.
Because obviously you need money to be able to develop it further from the technical point of view so that it will be available on iOS.
Yes, of course, definitely. You know, and the developers' fees are not cheap. So, you know, without the funds, it's not going to happen. We have a lot of people who have asked us about getting on iOS because they want to use it. They want to download it. So we know that there is a market out there for it, but we just need to be able to produce it to be able to provide it.
You are listening to University Matters on Campus FM. Today we're discussing crowdfunding with Mr. Carl Gregg, who runs SAR, a crowdfunding platform. About your marketing of the app, how did you go about that? I mean, there must be thousands of apps out there.
Yeah, well, to be honest, we haven't really done a great deal of marketing. It's basically been word of mouth. We've done a little bit of marketing here and there. We actually attended the Web Summit in Dublin. But we are very much aware that without the iOS version, there are limitations. So that's why we need this so much, and we are putting our faith in SAR to help us take it forward.
So if I could add on what Michelle is saying, what basically Silicon have done, have created a Facebook page where they already have people who are interested in this app. So through this Facebook page, we'll be appealing for these donations. We'll be appealing also through donations through the local media, in newspapers, attending radio programs, etc., in order to create awareness of the benefit that should this app be available in iOS. It will help people to relate their feelings and be able to share what they're feeling, but in an anonymous way. So in this way, they could say, today I'm not having a good day, and can get support from other users, you know.
And this is totally anonymous.
Yes, yes. When people actually register, all we do is take their email address. We take no other personal details. We feel this is the best way so that people understand that it is entirely anonymous, that there are no repercussions to what they may disclose on there, and that, you know, people who may be in the same position, have the same feelings, they can give them support. They can sort of basically say, yes, I'm going through the same thing. I understand where you're coming from. And they don't have to just do it with words. It's through pictures as well. So, but we do monitor it. We
understand. I was going to say, it must be a monitoring nightmare, yeah. To be honest.
We have very strict reporting functions on it. So if someone sees something they don't feel comfortable with, all they do is basically click on this button. This automatically sets an alarm off to us. We immediately remove any post that has been flagged up to us. Then we have a good look at it. You know, we have a team who are there to look at it, and we're monitoring it all the time. We want to know what's going on in feelings. I'm on it every day, you know, making sure that people are posting respectable things, things that, you know, there's a lot of things that I find incredibly interesting. You know, sometimes it can be the first step for someone reaching out if they've got an issue. You know, just to get a little bit of support might actually make them feel, okay, if I'm not being judged here, maybe I can go and seek help. So, you know, we've had quite a lot of interest sort of from that side of things as well.
Is it a free app?
It is. It's entirely free. And that is the way it will stay. We have no intentions for it to be chargeable at all.
What's interesting is also to hear the story about how it all started. So it started with a positive note where the person who took it on.
It did. Our developer actually received some news who he wanted to let the world know, but it was something that he couldn't share at the time. You know, we all have feelings like this where we want to express them, but we know that if we do, it could cause big trouble. So, you know, as developers do, he came up with this idea and feelings was born, you know, so a couple in our team, they worked on it, and within a short space of time, they had something ready to go. And only a few months back, it was launched. And like I say, it's been a little bit of a snowball effect. It's kind of gaining momentum as we speak. But again, without the iOS version, we can't push it any further.
And this touches further on the concept of crowdfunding, so the snowball effect where I appeal to my crowd, my network, my friends, my family, they would donate to my project, and then they keep on pursuing this and encouraging their network, their friends, their family, to take on this idea, or encouraging them or telling them, you might be interested in this, have a look, and you might like to donate.
In your case, was there a reward or not?
Yes, of course. We've offered a few like promotional items as the rewards. We will also publish people's names on our Facebook page, also on the app itself. We've also offered things like mugs, T-shirts, things, just so people can have something that has Silicon Molten. Yes, a Silicon Molten Feelings logos on, you know, because we understand already we've got quite a following in Malta. You know, we've even got a few university students that we know are using it. So, you know, it's nice to have something to say, actually, look, I donated. I helped Feelings out. I went on the Zoll platform and I donated.
Yes, because this idea of the reward, perhaps we can go into this a little bit more. It's not always possible, I mean, or very obvious what kind of, if you're producing a book, you might get a copy or as a, several copies, as you mentioned before. But there will be other cases where it's not appropriate.
Yes. However, an element of brainstorming might help you. So let's say I am a film producer and I'd like to create a film. So I could use, or one of the rewards could be inviting people who give a particular reward as extras, or inviting them on the set, or giving them some of the props that were used on the set, for example. If you want to create, let's say, you need some funds to create a restaurant, it could also be featuring people on a wall. So you have a wall of people you are recognizing as a thank you. What you need to think is, what is going to attract people to give me a donation, or how am I going to be able to thank them in such a way that they really appreciate and they feel that they have done something good? So there are many ways we could think of. So it's sometimes thinking outside of the box and thinking, or even sharing your ideas with friends and saying, look, this is my idea, what do you think? The interesting thing as well about crowdfunding is that people who involve themselves in crowdfunding and donate also sometimes get involved in the project themselves by either suggesting maybe some changes to, in this case, maybe the app, or what they would prefer this feature, for example, in the app, and giving also their know-how. ICs are also playing a part in, let's say, local councils who want to have a project in the local council. So the residents would be ready to donate for that particular project, and they would have an aspect that they have contributed to their local council and maybe beautified an area or made an area more secure, for example.
This sort of thing has been done in the past for, I don't know, putting up a monument to
or churches.
Somebody,
we could argue that
BMJR
Church might have used crowdfunding in the past.
Absolutely. And I guess
but technology has made this or facilitated this process.
Several well-known crowdfunding companies, I suppose you call them, outside Malta. I mean, Kickstarter is the one that comes to mind, which one hears about quite a bit, even in the media, and I'm sure there are many
others.
In fact,
we had a successful incubatee at Takeoff who has used crowdfunding through Kickstarter and were very, very successful. Mm. Of course, at the time, Zara did not exist. However, this is Mighty Box I'm speaking about, and they've created a board game, which was just, the idea was just there as a marketing tool. However, it was so successful as a campaign that it ended up to become quite a product.
They started off ordering a few hundred and ended up having to produce a lot more than that because everyone wanted one.
Correct. And some of the rewards they were offering were interesting. So if you give a particular donation, then they created a character in your image. So that was quite
excellent.
Interesting.
What a wonderful idea. Really good. But even that was using it in a slightly different way, wasn't it? Because the original product as such is not a board game.
It was
actually a
digital game, correct.
Yeah, so they were using that board game as a marketing tool, but it grew almost into something much more than they imagined it would.
Yes, correct. So it was an extra bonus that they maybe didn't see initially.
In their case, I think I'm right in saying that they had a problem in the sense that it's an American thing, and you have to have an American company, and they had to do it through an American company. You know, it wasn't very easy. They were able to do it because they have networking and that kind of thing.
There may be some stumbling blocks that they managed to overcome. So this is the reason why we decided to create Zara. So Zara was created mostly to enable businesses to find financing. We have, through Malta Business Bureau, have made a study whereby they realized that in order to get funding between the 20 to the 50,000 gap, it's quite a difficult task. So this is how Zara actually really started. So to create that aspect of support and facilitate these projects to get off the ground. So if you have an idea, Zara could be an alternative to get funding and get your idea off the ground rather than putting it on the back burner till funds are available. And if funds never come available, then your project will never take off.
Many great ideas have remained in the drawer.
Unfortunately, correct.
Yes.
So what we would like to do through Zara is to facilitate through a number of entities and create the support. So I've mentioned already the support to Grant Thornton. We're working as well with the Arts Council, the Malta Arts Council. So through the Malta Arts Council, who facilitated the Arts Fund, they're encouraging all their users to use a crowdfunding platform, also Zara, in order to collect funding which will help them to bridge the gap through the Arts Fund. So the Arts Fund usually fund 80 to 70% of a particular project. Of course, this is a public call and there's an element of competition. So there's an element of criteria that the projects would need to tick off. So besides that percentage, then they're encouraging and ensuring that that project also gets funding through the crowd. So for that 20-30%. However, in the long term, we would like to see this as the Arts Council would pledge a certain amount of money to secure that project, but potentially might not need the 70 to 80%. Maybe they might need 40 or 50%. So those extra funds will be used for other projects. So in this way, we're widening the scope of the Arts Fund and widening the projects that are getting funded through the Arts Fund as well.
It was reusing that money towards always the same, goal
creative
within
projects.
The...
So this is one model that we have managed to secure, if you like. So we hope to do this with other entities, maybe other ministries and other organizations, in order to get more projects funded. So possibly it could be foundations of companies through CSR to fund community-related projects. It could be the local councils have a fund and they want to fund certain projects. So the local councils together with maybe the residents funding projects. So we hope to create these synergies. Malta and Gozo being so small, we're only a phone call away and we can easily meet. So this is what we also want to create.
Would you consider applications from abroad or is this only for Maltese companies?
As a start, we probably think that local projects will probably be more successful because they will resonate more with the local market in order to secure funding. It is a possibility. At the end of the day, this is an online platform, so we can welcome any project, and we can also welcome funds from all over the world, if you like. So we also see that there might be a possibility for Maltese living in other countries.
I was going to say, the diaspora is huge in Australia and America, Canada.
Who might want to fund projects maybe in their locality where they once lived, or there is somehow some tie of their parents used to live there, or they have friends and family living there, perhaps.
Yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. It's an exciting concept, and I'm delighted that you've come to talk to us today about it, and I hope that we'll have another occasion to speak further along the line so that you can tell me again how things have gone, how many more launches you've been able to make. And I'd like to thank Michel Trabelsi very much for coming,
thank you.
Carl Gregg from ZAR crowdfunding platform. They're on Facebook, they have a website, and I'm sure everybody will be able to find that and like the page.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you.
You've been listening to University Matters on Campus FM. Do join me again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġju plilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.